It's Russell Peters.
Yay.
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad. It's your Thursday morning.
Oh, yes. Wow.
This time tomorrow, let's get some sleep, eh? Let's have a little bit of a lie-in. Even if it's just for an hour more, let's take it. I want it.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I want it. Good morning. 6:02, August 26, 2021. You got your Pizza Out Long Island, New York t-shirt there, pretty. What's that all about?
I stole it from Jeff.
Nice t-shirt. I like it, yeah.
He was going to get rid of it. I was like,
nah. Good t-shirt.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah, bro. There's so many things you should be getting rid of as well, but not that.
Not that, right? It's such a good t-shirt.
Not that at all.
That's my anniversary gift to him, stealing his t-shirt.
There we go. When is your anniversary?
Today.
Is it really?
Oh,
is
that wow.
Is your anniversary?
I've had mine already.
Your wedding anniversary?
Yeah.
Which wedding do you go by?
We have two. Legally, today is our anniversary, 7 years. Yeah.
Do you do anything for it?
7 years, be careful.
This is it, right? This is the time when it all goes wrong.
The 7 year itch, they say.
Do you celebrate with anything or not?
Like traditionally?
Cards or anything like that?
Did he get you anything yet?
I don't know.
He better.
Who knows? I feel like Duke is our present, our little dog. He's like our little addition to the family.
Cutie.
No.
Why not?
No.
He brings us so much joy.
I want to see what he's gonna have something surprise. I think he's got something surprising for you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't.
Listen. Good morning. We've got a big one lined up. We've got the pop quiz coming up, obviously, as well. Oh, something happened at the gym yesterday, and I want to share with you. I want you to see what my reaction should have been.
Okay.
All right. You're doing news before the news. We haven't had this segment for a while.
Yes. Yeah. I'm working on it. It's not my best one, but I'll do it.
Oh, gosh. It's not my best one. He's not putting his best work on, guys, but we're getting prepared for it.
We're getting there.
All right. Listen, we're going to have a big one lined up, as we said. Who's up right now? We'd love to talk to you. Be our first caller of the morning. 04871-5544. We want you on. What are you doing right now? On the way to work? Gymming? It's a Thursday morning. Tell me how you're feeling. Give your business a plug.
Yeah, it could literally
it's
be
everything.
Anything
to anything, all right? 04871-5544.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
First call of the day.
All right. Rosa, we got you on. Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, how are you doing?
Finally, I spoke to you. Thank you.
Aww.
I'm good.
Love it. What are you doing? You sound like you're up and about.
Walking.
So you do a morning walk, do you?
10 or 20,000 steps daily.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot.
Burning those calories, right, Rosa?
Yes.
and where are you walking right now? Whereabouts?
I'm near Badir.
Near where? Badir?
Next to Etihad Mall, I guess.
Festival City, is that?
No.
Here in Mahesna 1, I guess.
Mahesna 1.
Yeah, that's great. Can I tell you, the weather's not as bad as it was a few weeks ago. It is slowly, the humidity is coming down just a little bit, which is nice. So, good on you. And then what, you'll go home? Do you go to work or you get to hang out?
I'm going to work later at 9. I will send my boss to the office.
There we go. You'll send the boss to the office.
Rosa, you're a driver, right? I feel like we've spoken before.
Yes, and all my friends are tuning in now in Virgin Radio. They're sending their boss or madame going to eat breakfast outside somewhere.
Good on you, Rosa. I love your energy. I love your spirit. I love that you're already looking after yourself at this time. God bless you, Rosa. God bless your family as well. We'll talk to you soon. Amy on the way to the gym as well. Come on. This is great. Look at this vibe that we've got already this morning. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, yes. Bring the energy.
So they told me that you woke up at 4:30 to bake?
Yeah, I was baking. I've taken the dog out for the walk. And now I'm literally just stood watching the sunrise, waiting for the gym to open.
Look at you.
What did you bake?
I bake cookies, guys. I love a bit of a cookie in the morning, you know?
What kind? Come on, you got to give us more than that.
Chocolate chip. It's all about a chocolate chip.
Is it the one? Is it? Do you make the ones that are like gooey and fudgy in the center, so it's nice and soft?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I can't do crispy cookies. It's gotta be, you know, soft centered.
That's an art to do a soft centered cookie, though, isn't it? It's hard.
I'm working on it, Rossi. What can I say?
Oh, that's so good. Oh,
that's so good. Yeah, look at you, the energy. So, because okay, I know that there'll be some people in their car right now, driving or at home, who are. Hasn't gone to the gym, hasn't done any type of fitness. Yeah, it's just I don't have enough energy to drive this car. Amy, how do you get that energy? Give everyone else some insight.
You know, it's good sleep, good to get yourself to bed early, and just wake up every day like you're leaving the last day behind you. Start a day afresh.
Aww.
Well said.
You're
well
amazing.
Said. That's it. Amy, give her a big round of applause. Amy. We love that.
Aww, thank you.
That's the vibe we need on a Thursday.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, Pretty Malik, what have you got?
Okay, so Travis Scott surprised his daughter Stormy and with this gift, and it sparked the funniest reactions on Twitter. It made me LOL because I didn't think of it this way. So, mom Kylie Jenner posted up these photos of Stormy. She was exploring a yellow school bus. You know those yellow school buses?
Yeah.
Travis Scott rented a yellow school bus because Stormy has been, I guess, watching YouTube or whatever, and she sees these yellow school buses,
okay.
And she's obsessed with them. So he rented out a yellow school bus that people use to go to school so that she could kind of play on it and explore it for the day.
I mean, I'm not dissing it, but I feel like you just buy the school bus and then they could have one forever.
Yeah, so a lot of people are saying it's pretty funny because Stormy's dream is to live a middle class life, which is taking the school bus to go to school. Like, she sees that and that's what she wants.
It's never going to happen for you, Stormzy. I'm sorry. He should have just given her a pair of his shoes, ones that I just got, which are worth a bunch of cash now.
But it's pretty cute. The Twitter reactions were funny as well.
All right.
They're, you know, reportedly expecting baby number two. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Matrix number 4. We knew that Matrix 4 is going ahead. We didn't know anything about it as far as the title, a trailer, what it even looks like.
Okay.
But we finally got the first little bit of information. Warner Brothers revealed it at CinemaCon. So the movie's going to be titled The Matrix Resurrections. And of course, Keanu Reeves is going to be back as Neo, Carrie-Anne Moss as Trinity. So... It's getting there.
That's
the Matrix
cool.
Resurrection.
I'm ready to watch it. I would want to watch all of them again. I feel like I lost
same.
A little bit of them.
Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, so
what
we'll
about
go back.
Matrix Reloaded? That wasn't very good, was it?
Was it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No? All right, finally.
Okay, so Harry Styles. This rumor has been going on all year that he's working on creating a beauty line.
Mm-hmm.
It all started back in May when a company that basically registered itself in the UK, Promising Cosmetics, named Harry Styles as its director.
Okay.
So everyone was like, oh my goodness, he's working on a beauty line. He's not said anything at all yet. But now fans think he's dropping hints through his friends and things like that. And they say there's going to be a nail polish collection in this beauty line. All I know is it's going
to
sell.
I'm about to say the same thing. I know it's going to sell, right?
Like Harry Styles putting out a beauty line?
Yeah.
150% he's going to mint money.
A lot of people doing beauty lines right now. So look out for it. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
My kids have got a friend sleeping over right now.
Oh, no.
They've been having a lot of sleepovers.
I've let them have a lot of sleepovers. The last 2 weeks, last school holidays. So I gave them a lot of sleepovers. But I said to them, they love to sleep in the TV room, right?
Yeah.
We've got a nice, big, comfy lounge there. And last night they said, Dad, we're gonna sleep in the lounge room downstairs. I said, no, you're not. I said, no, you ruin it. It's a nice sofa, and they ruin it. They destroy this lounge.
We know how much you pay for that sofa.
Mm, it wasn't cheap.
It's like a car.
And so I said to him, don't sleep there. All right. This morning as I go to work, I just check in on them. Usually I open the door just slightly, not even in there.
They slept downstairs.
Walked downstairs.
They defied you, Chris.
They're just all sleeping on there.
Is this because you went to bed at 9 o'clock?
I went to bed so early last night.
They're like, Dad won't know.
Yeah, but I think they've fallen asleep there. Because the TV's on.
Yeah.
Kiki's still in an upright position.
What?
And the other two are just sprawled all. And I'm like, I have no authority in this household.
Okay, so.
What do I do? Chris, I want to punish him now when I get home. I was going to wake him up at when I left
you
the house should've. At 5 o'clock.
Well, you know, Sunday you said you made this promise that life is going to be sort of regimented.
It is.
No iPads because the school's happening.
Big changes. Okay, big changes come Sunday when schools go back. They know. They're aware of the storm is coming, they said.
Let's get you prepared
for
that.
Are you ready? Like, do you know what you're going to do?
Yeah, school uniforms we bought yesterday.
No, forget that.
Oh, yeah, I've got the...
Like, your rules, are they ready to go?
Yeah, they're ready to go. And I've already explained it to them. I've set them down. I've gone through it all. They know the rules.
Give me the Rocky music. I'll help you out. Oh, wow. I'll help you
really
out, Chris.
Really, Rose?
Will they listen to you?
Who?
Your kids.
Yeah, they know when dad is angry, or like when dad... It's the tone of voice.
Yeah. Okay.
When the tone changes, they know.
Yeah, but... You are a strong dad, okay?
Thanks, Rose.
Say this to yourself. This is your affirmations now.
I'm a strong dad.
Say it loud and proud.
I'm a strong dad.
You have authority.
I have authority.
You're strong.
I'm strong.
Yeah. You're organized.
I'm organized.
They will not use iPads during school time.
They will not use iPads during school time.
They will sleep in their bedrooms and not on the couch.
They will sleep in their bedroom and not on the couch, all right?
I'm a strong dad.
Why do I feel like you're going to fail day one? They're going to be like, daddy, daddy, and then that's it. You're going to give in.
Because you see this little finger here, pretty?
Yes.
They've got me wrapped around it.
Hi, I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Cristiano Ronaldo has been banned from applying for any competitions on Virgin Radio after he's won the yes or no game 7 times with Chris Fade. Take a listen.
It's like a challenge for me. I want to do it best as I can. And, you know, when you do something with the passion, you know, it's more easy.
I want more and more, but then I want to win more things.
He's we've banned him. Ronaldo, you're not playing again. You keep beating me at the yes or no game.
Nala, don't let him on
anymore.
Don't
let him through on the phones, okay?
Block him, please. Yeah. Next up, Lizzo has been seen at Ibn Battuta Mall queuing to pay for an Etty Salat bill. It was revealed that she doesn't even have an Etty Salat account, though, and she just did it to feel like a normal person with everyday problems.
I'm not in that line. I just thought it would be so funny to say.
And finally, times are tough. Times are really tough for One Direction member Liam Payne.
Oh, no.
He hasn't released a song for many months now, and the work is drying up, caused him to send a message to the Chris Fade Show looking for work.
I think I'd also like to cover for one of the shows if you guys let me do this again.
That's it from me. I'm Big Rossi. And that was the news before the news.
Look at that. It's a segment that we don't need, but we want.
Yes.
Thank you, Rossi.
Just relax, pretty man.
I can't relax.
Oh,
I
want to cry. So happy.
I want to cry.
Well, when you go to the States and you go into a Starbucks, you get a pink drink.
A pink drink.
You told me about these pink drinks many years ago. When I go to the States, I get a pink drink from Starbucks.
Yeah.
It is a great tasting drink. Mm. Anyway, I've just gone on to get some coffee now onto the app, and I've said to Pretty, what do you want from Starbucks?
Yeah.
And she said, and then I saw that they got the pink drink, and she's now hyperventilating.
I'm freaking out.
And she's telling everyone's got to get the pink drink.
Yeah. Everyone, try the pink drink.
She's forcing Eddie to have a pink drink.
I'm telling you, it's like this sweet little refreshing
good.
Summer drink. It's the perfect summer drink.
I've added it in. It's coming. Rossi, the only one not having one, by the way. He wants
I tried convincing Rossi, but he just doesn't want it.
Iced Americana. Oh, I got too many.
Cold brew. Strong.
But Rossi, come
like
on.
Myself.
Rossi, get the pink drink.
I got it. Ordered. It's coming. Just relax, Pretty. She's so excited, as I am, actually. It's a little taste of the States
home.
Here, which is here for you, the home, of course. Of course. 7:09 here, Virgin Radio. You ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Today, a Thursday, give away the 10,000 dirhams with Rack Bank? I think we can.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rack Bank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
All right, whoever we get on this show right now who's playing our pop quiz, I want energy from.
Okay.
You ain't going to win the cash unless you've got that energy, right?
Okay.
Let's see who we go with. Here, let's see. They've kicked in line five. Omar, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Pretty. And good morning, Rossi. How are you doing, guys?
Brother, turn the radio down for me, man.
Wow.
The radio is off.
No.
No, it's not.
What is... Hello? Now it's off. Yeah, there we go. Now we've got it off. Now we've got it off. There was a huge echo. That's why, man. What are you doing, O?
I'm going to work now. Right. I work as a planning engineer.
You work as a planning engineer?
Yes.
And what do you plan? Like, as in what?
Like the construction period, the activity tracking, the milestone.
That's so cool.
Finish.
Who's in the car with you?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. I thought there was someone in the car next to you.
Where are you right now?
On the road going to work.
Nice stuff. All right, well, listen. Let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash right now, okay? We want you to win this. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, you will come back to it, okay?
Inshallah, let's do this.
All right, bro. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm Lebanese.
Oh, come on, mate. Come on.
Oh, the Lebanese connection.
Really? Let's do this, mate. Let's have it. All right. Turn your radio off.
It's not going to help you, honestly, mate. Honestly.
It's not. Bro, I've worked in radio for 16 years. I know when there's a radio on.
Turn it off.
It's just going to distort and feedback, and your friends won't be able to help. So,
all right, turn it off.
No, it is off, I'm sure.
Now it's off.
Brother, I'm Lebanese. I know, okay?
Come on.
I know how we work, all right?
I'm five minutes away.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go, Mike. Good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there?
Four.
What is the first name of the Russian president?
Pass.
What was added to the 2021 Olympic Games, skateboarding or frisbee?
Skateboarding.
Who teamed up with Maroon 5 for the song Don't Wanna Know?
Pass.
What country did Starbucks originate from?
Pass.
Finish the movie title, Beauty and the...
Beast.
Where would you ride a wakeboard?
Pass.
What country was rapper Sean Paul born in?
England.
In the kids' movie, what does BFG stand for? Big, friendly...
Strong.
What phone is the feature Siri associated with?
iPhone.
The first name of the Russian president?
Vladimir.
Who teamed up with Maroon 5 for the song Don't Wanna Know?
Beth.
What country did Starbucks come from?
US.
I'm going to give it to you even though it's after the bell. It's because you're Lebanese, bro.
Yep.
600 dirhams is yours. Well done.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, mate. Not a bad little start to a Thursday. We want to do the 10,000, but 600 dirhams. There it is.
Well done, Omar.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Very welcome. Kendrick Lamar teamed up with Maroon 5. You'd ride a wakeboard in the ocean, the sea, the water. Sean Paul from Jamaica, and it's BFG. Big, friendly, giant. Would have got you more of that cash, all right? Omar, you have a great morning, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Same to you, guys. Have a great day.
Turn that radio off for me, man.
I swear I didn't message her.
We are going to check the gossip as well.
So move over Avengers. You know, Avengers was like the biggest superhero movie, breaking all the records.
Can I just say, I know this may be a controversial thing to say, I'm a Marvel fan, and I think Marvel have done it better than DC.
Avengers is Marvel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why are you telling me about DC?
Because he likes Marvel better.
Oh, he's just saying that he likes Marvel.
I'm saying that over the last 4 months, I've watched a lot of the Avengers movies,
yes. Okay.
And I just think...
Hold on.
I agree.
Superman and Batman are great.
Batman, you cannot beat like...
I know, but they haven't done enough, and I feel like they just failed at the last... I think they're great, but they have like Avengers have just done so much, and Spider-Man with the Hulk and Doctor Strange, and there's just so much.
I'm team DC.
Whoa!
Like Batman, you cannot beat Dark Knight.
Nah.
Superman.
Okay,
like, he's like a bad.
But that's the only thing. The Dark Knight is the only thing in DC.
Quick poll, Marvel or DC? Let's throw this up on our Instagram as well.
Put it up.
But quick poll, 0487155444 if you want to call us as well. Marvel or DC? I was always DC because, I mean, Superman and Batman were like what we grew up with. But
Marvel is, and I have another reason why Marvel is just incredible, because there's a new superhero that's just blowing away all the records before the movie's even been released.
Okay. Can I ask one
Captain
thing?
Captain America, that's Marvel, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Marvel just have so many like, characters. It's unbelievable. Where's Black Adam from?
The Rock.
The Rock's new one. Is that Marvel or is that DC?
I'll double check for you. Because hold on, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Because The Rock's got a brand new superhero movie coming out, which he's been filming and training for, called Black Adam.
I wonder when, like, Robin is going to get his own movie. Surely he will, right?
It is DC.
It is DC. Well, maybe they need, like, The Rock and Black Adam to just lift them up a little bit.
I think it has to do with the fact that the Avengers made the Marvel franchise.
Yeah, without the Avengers.
Because it just, it put all the stories together. It threaded all the stories together.
I'll tell you who did it. Iron Man.
Yeah.
I think Iron Man really put Marvel back into the mainstream.
Robert Downey Jr. role is incredible.
I don't know about that. I'd say Spider-Man. Like when that first Spider-Man came out with all the graphics
Jake,
and he was swinging through
Jake
the buildings.
Jake Gyllenhaal or Spider-Man?
No, Tobey
Maguire.
Yeah, no.
But true, Spider-Man's up there.
No, but you're talking about the current era.
Yeah.
With Robert Downey Jr.
Now you got Ant-Man.
Chris Hemsworth.
Ant-Man versus Wasp. Like, there's so much.
I'd say Spider-Man was the real revival of these superhero
movies.
Yeah,
I agree with that. All around. All right,
made it big time.
Let's talk more about it next, and we'll get that poll going. Marvel or DC? 0487155444.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
Okay, so we are talking Marvel, the Avengers, because what's going on?
Okay, so the trailer for the latest Spider-Man movie has broken the record for the most views in 24 hours after it was released online. The first teaser for Spider-Man No Way Home was viewed 355 million times globally in its first 24 hours. Mm. It has broken the record previously set by Avengers Endgame, which had a one-day record of 289 million views. That is massive. People are really, really waiting to see this brand new Spider-Man movie, which comes out in December. This is with Tom Holland, Zendaya.
He's good, Tom Holland. I think Tom Holland is the, I don't want to say Brad Pitt, but he will be around for a long time, Tom Holland.
Yeah, he's really, really cool. So this movie, again, December, it comes out. There's also a big thing going on social media-wise. Mm. It's basically had 4.5 million mentions globally in 24 hours, this movie, which is the highest of all time. And a lot of people believe the reason is at the end of the trailer, there's a little scene, right, where the villain goes, "Well, hello, Peter." And everyone thinks it's Tobey Maguire, and he's going to make an appearance in this movie.
But he was the original Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to introduce him, but everyone thinks Tobey Maguire is going to make a little appearance in this movie.
New Spider-Man, look out for it. Yeah, I was just talking to you guys about this earlier on, is that I was a DC fan. Right. Now I've moved over to Marvel. I just think Marvel are owning the space. Now, if you don't know the difference, let me run through. So DC, you're wondering what DC is, Batman, Catwoman, the Green Lantern, Superman versus Batman, Suicide Squad is DC, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, the Joker. That's all DC.
Shazam was good.
Shazam was horrible.
I like Shazam.
Was bad.
I like Shazam.
Yeah, but I mean, it just was like, you could have watched that. There wasn't like a, nah.
I enjoyed the movie.
Okay, Marvel.
Yeah, hit me.
Iron Man.
Love it.
Incredible Hulk. Thor, Captain America, all the Marvels, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers,
all the Avengers,
Ant-Man, Thor, Black Panther.
Black Panther, guys, come on.
Wow.
That's why these Avengers movies are just next level. Like, The Incredible Hulk and all the, like, it's just unbelievable what they've done, I felt like. I love DC. I grew up watching Superman and Batman.
Did you just say The Incredible Hulk with are you talking the Edward Norton one?
No,
that was bad.
Nah, Hugh Jackman.
Where's
Mark
X-Men? Ruffalo.
Hold on, where's X-Men?
DC.
Isn't X-Men DC?
DC, I think.
That wasn't on this list that I had.
X-Men.
Because X-Men's pretty, like, But again, X-Men sort of just fizzled off. Where have they gone?
It kind of went away, right?
Right?
Marvel.
X-Men's Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Why don't they got to do an Avengers X-Men then thing together? Have they done that yet? Anyway, what are your thoughts? Are you an X-Men or are you a Marvel fan?
Deadpool.
So I used to be Marvel, but now definitely DC. And I'll tell you why.
Hold on, that's the opposite of me. I used to be DC, now I'm Marvel. So why? Go ahead.
Okay, exactly the same as you. I felt like Marvel just did a better picture of putting everything together, the whole storyline. Okay. But with DC, we watched the Zack Snyder cut this week, which is a 4-hour long feature film.
Yes.
And it explains everything behind it. There's so much that happens behind the scenes that just makes DC make more sense after.
Mm. But see, like,
so 100%.
See, now, that's the thing. You needed the Zack Snyder supercut to kind of convince you to go that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like with Marvel, the movies on its own are enough. Like, you watch one and you're sold.
Yeah, you're there.
No, definitely. And I think DC has failed on editing, honestly.
Yeah.
Any of the films, they kind of tried to go for that humor and the editing didn't work.
Yeah,
but watch the Snyder Cut and then we can talk again after.
All right. Well, there it is. Okay, put one down there and we appreciate that. All right. Alicia's called through as well. Alicia, what are you? Are you a Marvel or a DC fan?
I have always been a Marvel fan. Biggest Marvel fan ever.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Was there one character or one series in Marvel?
Okay. I think that, of course, the Avengers is always going to be the best. It's got all the original characters.
Yeah, Avengers, I agree. Jason, Marvel or DC?
Marvel, 100% Marvel.
Is it because of the Avengers?
No, not because of the Avengers. It's because of actually the Blade Trinity.
Blade.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, that's them as well. Blade. Okay. Bejul, Marvel or DC?
Oh, diehard Marvel fan.
Marvel. Why?
Why? Because I believe, you know, it's the best movie experience you can have with the kids. DC always go into a darker tone. And I don't like DC movies to go with my kids.
Yeah, DC does go dark with Batman, the Joker and all that. But yeah. I do like that aspect of it as well. But we've just thrown this up on the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page. It's literally Marvel or DC. We'll keep this going for the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, on the calls, obviously, Marvel has dominated. Let's see what we've got on Chris Fade Show.
Marvel.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Deadpool is Marvel as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which is a massive series as well. Like,
Alan says, Forex trade has changed my life and I invested £2,500 in just 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're all...
The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet. Hey!
Yeah, when we were a budding actors, we lived in LA in the mid-90s, you see, and he was like Affleck, I was like Damon, but the acting career sort of put a handbrake up and we were struggling, so we hit the streets of LA.
Yeah.
To perform, and that was when we realized that we were superstars.
That's correct, and you know, we're back now. Performances are coming back to the establishments across the country.
Yeah.
10 to a table, we're ready to perform.
We are. Yeah, 10 to a table, yeah. We do big stadiums. Largest we ever did was, I think, 72,000.
Yeah, it was...
Where?
It was the Hollywood Plate. It's a place you've never heard of, but
it's next to the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Just down the road was the Hollywood fork and knife.
So, you know, since like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are having like a resurgence and they're making another movie, are you guys going to have a resurgence in your acting career?
Yeah.
In your acting career?
Yeah.
You have a movie booked?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm not telling you. We can't. Don't tell her.
Tell me.
I'm dying to, please.
No, don't tell her.
Come on, tell me what movie.
But you'll see Rossi and I in a new movie. It will drop in the fall of 2027, so just stand out for that one.
Back to the Future 4. Sorry.
All right. Shh, don't say that.
Sorry.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Facebook, you ready for this? It's going to be fantastic. You're going to absolutely love it.
What's the inspiration for the song?
The what?
I just think we need some positivity right now. There's so much negativity going on social media that we thought on radio, let's spread it. Let's spread some love and let's save the world because it needs to be saved.
Aww.
Tonight.
This song is dedicated to Chris's mom, Gilda, who's watching live on Facebook right now.
Hi, Gilda. Did mom comment?
Yeah.
Mom, I told you not to comment. Mom.
Love you, Gilda.
It's embarrassing, Mom.
Mom, watch him. He's going to perform this song. He's brilliant.
Okay, here
just
we go.
Just for you.
You ready?
He's the best in duvet. Here we go.
Get in tune.
Shimona. Shkmnya. Quick handshake before we start.
Okay, go.
Turn around.
You didn't even touch
me. Yeah, but he hurts me every time he hits me.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Swedish House Mafia, save the world. We are Duvet, the world's greatest cup.
Live from the toilet. Here
what
we
are
go.
You what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Then don't laugh.
You're watching it on Facebook and it's...
You're watching it on Facebook and what?
It's a delay, so your handshake just came off.
Here we go.
What are you doing in the toilets with us, pretty? Get out.
Sorry.
Chris Fade.
Big Rossi.
Duvet.
Into the streets, we're coming now. We never sleep through the fights. Suburban life, turn the mouth.
Turn the crowd up now. We'll never back down. Shoot down the skyline, watch it all part time. Turn up the love now. Turn up the love now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna save the world tonight?
Turn the lights down.
Gonna bring me back to life. We're gonna make it, you and I.
Just relax.
Who's gonna save the world tonight?
Chris, we're far from home. It's better for it. What we dream is always matters. Oh. We're always now, and now we're down.
So turn up the crowd now. Turn up the lights now. Shoot down the skyline. Watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now. Turn up the love now. Turn up the love. Who's gonna save?
Oh, no. Not yet. Rap or something.
Yeah. So you know.
Rap it.
I know we're all sort of divided right now. No matter what you're thinking. But what I want you to do is I want you to just put all that negativity out of your mind. You don't need to choose sides anymore. Alright, you don't need to be on one side and they have to be on the other. Let's come together. We need you to come together, unite as one.
Who's gonna save the world? Tonight,
singer us.
Who's gonna bring it back to life?
Give it to them nice and hard, Rossi. Come on.
Who's gonna save the world tonight?
Hey.
Who's gonna bring it back to life?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh. Spell it now. Save. S-A-V-E, the world, T-H-E, W-O-R-L-D, save the world,
yeah.
Tonight, spell it, T-O-N-I-G-H-T,
yeah.
Spell Chris Fade, K-R-I-S-F-A-D-E,
thank you,
spell Big Rossi, B-I-G-R-O-S-S-I,
yeah.
Spell the end, T-H-E,
who's gonna say
E-N-D, E-N-D.
Who's gonna save
E-N-D.
The world
E-N-D.
Tonight?
E-N-D. E-N-D. Shimona.
Well done. Here we go.
Look at me.
Duvet. Woo!
Duvet. Chicka-pow-pow. Wah-wah.
Chicka-pow. Chicka-wow-wow. Can someone let them know that I'm finished?
Morning, 7:54.
Duvet just had an epic performance. If you missed it, you can catch it on our Facebook page right now. Virgin Radio DXB getting so many calls. Nuru, what did you think of Duvet?
It was amazing. Good morning, first of all.
Morning.
Morning. So I always listen to Virgin Radio, and whenever there's Duvet, I support Rossi because he's got an amazing voice and he can definitely sing.
Thank you so much.
So what did you think this morning of the performance?
Thanks.
It was good. It was really good. Like, it actually made me feel like we need to save the world because everything's going wrong right now. Mm. So that made a difference for me, definitely.
Aww. Yeah, but you just contradicted yourself. You don't even, like, you just said about Rossi, you divided us again.
Thanks,
I'm about uniting us together.
Thanks,
and you've just gone, Rossi sounds good. That's nice. Also was singing, Naran. I was there.
Thanks so much for your call, Naran. That's lovely. Thanks.
I was there. I was, who's going on? Like, I was into the beat. I was doing it all. And you didn't even mention me.
I've been practicing.
The rap was really good. Your rapping was really good. But I still prefer Rossi when it comes to the
beer. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Narelle. It's so nice.
That's the problem.
So nice.
We're so quick to choose what we like and what we don't like.
Thanks, Narelle. You're a lovely person. Bye, Narelle. Love you.
Okay, so a lot of us are getting back into the gym now. Some of us have gone on vacation. The new school year is starting, etc. There I am. Just at the gym, as I usually go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm lifting weights, and in the corner of the room, I'm lifting weights. And Brianna's actually there with me, my fiance. She's on the other end of the gym floor doing some weights as well.
I can see where this is going already.
And, you know, we're both just lifting.
I think I know what's going
to
happen.
Then she goes to this machine. It's the it's like a hip thrusting machine.
Yes.
It's where you you put, like, it's a machine. So you sort of slide yourself into it. And you put your feet on the ground, and then you, with your pelvic muscles, with your waist, you lift up and down.
With your hips, yeah.
With your hips,
yes,
right?
And correct.
It's really good. It's for the backside, you see.
Yes.
It's a backside, lower back sort of exercise, your back of your legs as well, your thighs.
Yeah.
And so she's getting in it, and she hasn't really used the machine before. She's seen it, but she hasn't used it. I'm about probably 20 meters away. I'm looking at her do it. And, you know, then here he comes. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger lookalike walks up.
When he's how old?
Yeah, just, what?
Like Arnold now or back in the day?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, awesome.
What?
I know everyone in the studios right now is all shaking their heads in the middle of telling a story, and that was what you came up with.
Well, yeah, go on.
So what would you like? Okay, it's Arnold now.
Okay.
He meant because of the muscles.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was inferred.
I have to explain it to him.
Yeah. All right, go on.
So let's start that again. Ready? So then big muscly guy comes across, all right?
Yeah.
And he's now from a distance, I'm watching him go, let me help you with that. And I'm looking going, hold on a second. He starts helping Brianna get inside the machine.
Okay.
Brianna's made eye contact with me, like she just looked at me because she knows. she knows what's happening here.
She
really didn't have enough time to tell the guy, no, I'm okay. Like, he was just there, like, let me help you here.
Okay.
And so now she's doing the pelvic thrust exercise, and he's just watching her going, yeah, now just lift up a little bit more. He's not a trainer at the gym. He's just a guy that works
out
there.
What is this character doing?
And he's like, okay, yeah, that's it. And then he continues with
his
workout.
Did he go away after that?
He hung around for maybe 10, 15 seconds. I'm watching the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what do I do? Do I just let this be? Do I go over to him? Do I go over to him
and
say,
what did you do? I just want to know.
So she finishes the exercise and she gets up and she sort of looks at me like she's giving me this smile because she knows, here he comes.
The comment is coming.
Yep. So I don't go over to her. I stayed where I was. I'm like, I'm not going over.
Step one, good.
And she comes over. She's like, you're okay?
Oh.
I said,
usual.
Your fiance's here. He could have helped you, but instead you got, this guy.
She couldn't do anything.
And she's like, I didn't want him to help me. He just sort of just came in and did it. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but you could have just said no.
And what did she say to that?
She's like, I was in the machine already. Like, it was too quick. It just happened. I, and I, I said, but do you love me?
Oh my, you are the king of guilt trips. What? Such a drama queen.
This is a bit too...
She's like, the amount of girls that come up to you and talk to you and ask for photos and do all that sort of stuff. She goes, do I ever get jealous? I said, no. But why don't you get
exactly
jealous?
Exactly, I was waiting for that.
Oh no.
So anyway, I go into the change room and there's the Arnold lookalike, the big guy.
Yeah.
With his shirt off.
Oh, did you say anything?
Yeah.
Why, Chris? Why can't you just keep your mouth shut?
What did you say?
I said, thanks for helping out my fiance earlier on. She really seemed to need it.
In a sarcastic way?
I don't know. I think it was pretty hard to determine if it was sarcastic or if it was aggressive.
What did he say back?
Oh. Yeah, she just needed some help on the machine. I didn't want her to hurt herself, so I just wanted to get in there. And I said, yeah, I appreciate it, mate.
And what did he
oh,
say?
Oh, that's nice. You're saying no, thanks.
No, I know how he said it. Said, say it like
I
you said,
said I appreciate it. I just, yeah, appreciate it, mate.
What a guy. And he said?
No, yeah, no problem. And then he, you know, struggled to put on his T-shirt because it was so tight.
Oh, my goodness.
Took a, and then he left. And then I went out and I said to Brian, I spoke to him. She's like, you did not speak
oh
to him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Chris.
But what is, hold on a second. What's with guys coming up to girls at the gym all the time? Like, we don't, they don't need it.
Chris.
Yeah. Girls, is, girls, are you, do you go to the gym and guys try to hit on you? 048715544. Let's open up these phone lines right now. 048715544. Are guys trying to hit on you at the gym? Are they coming up to you like, okay. Oh, do you need any help with that one? Or do you need any, like, is that, because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the guy was just trying to help her because she was going to injure herself on the machine.
So if the percentage is high now that guys do actually try to hit on girls in the gym, is Brianna still going to go to the gym?
Yeah, I've got a home gym now.
Oh, Chris. Chris, you got to let it go. Like, you can't.
I let it go.
No, you didn't because you had to speak to him in the changing room. Why couldn't you just let it go? It happens. People hit on other... Maybe he didn't know that she was your fiance. Yeah. Maybe he had no idea. He tried his luck. She didn't give any, like, any signal that she was into it. So he left in 10 seconds, finished.
Do you know how many times women get hit on and they don't tell you? It's so much. You know that.
Is Liz getting hit on your wife?
Probably, yeah.
Noran, do you go to the gym and get hit on all the time?
Yeah, not all the time, but... I often find myself interacting with over-friendly guys, and and it's not like you can't be rude because they're being nice at the same time, so you don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
So at the same time, they're trying to help you, but really, at the end of the day, you just want to tell them, I got it, so... It's kind of an unavoidable situation and it's really awkward. So.
Yeah, no, I know, because they probably see you. They might find you attractive, Noran, and they're like, how's the workout going? Oh, what are you doing today? You doing legs? What are you up to?
It's a great way to start a conversation.
I know, but we don't want to, like, they don't want to be...
I'm sure, no,
I'm speaking
of course,
for women.
We yeah, of course.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's not a conversation starter when you're in the middle of a workout and you're filled with sweat. So everything's kind of awkward. I don't know how is that a situation to, I don't know, talk or bring a conversation, so.
Yeah, I hear you, Nora. I mean, she's sick of it. They don't want it. They don't want to do it.
Chris doesn't want it either.
Just stop doing it, guys. Haytham, you're saying guys get it as well, do you?
Yeah, man. I mean, Chris, I got to tell you, I feel you, Chris. I mean, I got a beautiful girl, too, and when I go to the gym, same thing happens all the time.
Why are you calling my girl beautiful for?
Calm down.
Wow, leave him.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, she is beautiful. I mean, you can't...
Just stop it, Haytham.
She is,
Just go ahead. Tell your story.
All right, so I'm going to flip the script a little bit here and just be fair to all guys as well. We get hit on, too.
Well, yeah, we do. That's right. Us good looking men, we do.
Yeah.
You tell them, Haytham.
All the time, yeah.
We just want to go to the gym, work out, listen to our music. you know, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Looking at our biceps and shoulders, yeah, right, Haytham? Like,
we can't get through the day.
Yeah, it's hard for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Haytham. Appreciate it. Real quickly, Kushboo, you're a female. You feel this at the gym, right?
Oh, totally. Leg days are the worst. Like, you can feel eyes on you at all times.
It's unnecessary. Oh,
the legs days, because you're doing a lot of, like, you know, the bending,
the
starts and the squats.
And all that.
Yeah, I can feel it. I understand. I know. Because I know guys, I know who we are, I know what we're doing, you know, and it's, if I was a female at a gym, and I guess that's why some women go to female gyms only.
Yeah, so you don't have that.
Because they feel comfortable and they don't need to worry about what guys are going to do. But just to, what's the PSA? No, not a PSA.
PSA
to all men, like 99% of women don't want to have an interaction with you inside the gym.
Because you're kind of just focused on that.
Are you
workout.
Speaking for the ladies here, Chris?
If a lady wants,
it's true,
if
though.
A lady,
it's true.
Kushboo, tell me, if a lady wants to start a conversation, if she finds you maybe attractive and actually wants to talk to you in the gym, she will find a reason to talk to you in the gym, correct?
I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
I started wearing my ring to the gym because it just gets too awkward.
Yeah, wearing the ring, yeah.
Because, like, at the gym, I'll be very honest, like, whoever thinks that people go, like, women go to the gym for other reasons, you're just trying to work out and get your stuff done. Like, you don't want to have these conversations.
Yep.
But going back to Chris, this whole, you flipped the whole conversation, you shouldn't have talked to that guy. You should have left
it. What do
you
mean? I think you should have left it.
He's
going up to my fiance helping her how to do exercises.
No, he's going to tell like 10 friends that you had to go.
It's like it was 10. If he lingered for like on and on and on and followed her around and kept helping her, I agree. But if he just left in 10, 15 seconds, you shouldn't have done that. We've actually got Brianna on the phone.
Yay!
Because I feel like we need to hear her part of the story. Morning, B.
Good morning.
Okay, so we've heard Chris's side of the story of what happened at the gym.
Right.
Which is usually a little bit exaggerated. So let's hear your side.
Okay. So I was at the gym. So we were working out together at the gym. Well, I do my own thing. He does his own thing. I was working out my lower body, and there was this kind of hip thruster machine, and I kind of got into it. It's pretty heavy. Like, it's pretty serious equipment.
Mm.
And this guy that was there frequently at the gym, he kind of, I guess he saw me struggling a little bit, and he's like, can I help you? He just offered to assist me. He was really nice. Not creepy or...
Yeah, yeah.
He was creepy.
No, Brianna said he wasn't creepy.
Can I help you, he said, and she said yes.
No,
she must have said yes.
It wasn't, but Chris is, you know,
of
jealous
course.
For
yeah.
any little thing, so...
I'm not jealous of every little
yes,
thing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay,
and then, okay, so he came, he said, can I help you? He said, yeah, sure. And then?
Yep. And I was fine. He helped me and I continued my workout. That was
And it was quick. There was nothing else. No other conversation.
No other conversation. But in the back of my head, I already knew that I was going to get some type of luck. Type of talk,
yeah, of course. Like, see, the only thing that bothered you about the situation was not the guy helping you. It was what Chris was going to say to you afterwards.
You just automatically feel like you're doing something bad when you're not, you know?
Yes, yes.
Who, around me?
Yes.
I'll go away.
100%.
Any man in my position would have been thinking the same thing.
I'm with you on it,
Thank
actually.
You.
Somebody tried to help Liz on a paddleboard once, a man, and I...
Because we know men. We know what their intentions are.
Yeah.
Chris, can I ask something? If he was not muscular, if he was just like a worker there, like, I don't know, anybody else.
Oh, so you noticed that he had muscles and all that.
No, but now I'm starting to come with you a little bit because he asked Brianna, so she must have had to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's struggling under a machine. What do you want her to do, get injured?
I was not far away. you're saying if he wasn't like a muscle looking dude and all that, would it?
Yeah.
About the exact same.
I don't think you would have had a problem.
I agree with Brianna.
Problem.
No,
same,
you wouldn't.
Same problem. If the guy looked like Rossi even, I would have had a problem.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm quite handsome, actually.
Also, if you were watching the situation the whole time and you saw your fiancé struggle, why didn't you go over and help her in the first place?
I didn't have time. Superman came in beforehand. Well, he just, whoosh, the flash.
He
probably does it to all the women. Like anyone, Mother, you need any up there? Any up on the treadmill? Oh, you need help opening up the toilet door?
Brianna, what would you like to tell Chris to be quiet? What would you like to tell Chris?
I don't know.
You can't say it on the radio.
I really can't. Yeah, we'll have a talk after.
Hold on. My mum's just chimed in on this. Let's see what my mum Gilda has to say.
There you can't wait.
Have you got any security? You should relax about that.
Yes!
Okay? Because people just come and talk to you. How do they know she's married, not married, and all that? Probably saying hi, that's all, or asking questions. You don't do that? Jesus.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Can I just say one thing? There's so many girls that come up to Chris. So many.
Yes.
That ask for photos, everything. Like, and they don't even look at me half of the time.
Aww.
They don't even acknowledge me.
Yeah, but baby, I'm always looking at you.
What? Ew. Gross. What a weirdo.
Love you.
Love you too.
Aww. Brianna.
Are you on the way to the gym?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I'll be there.
You going to be there?
I'll be there in an hour and 10 minutes. Yes, I will be.
Okay. I'll be done.
So get all the boys coming up to you now before I get there, okay? You need me up with that protein shake? Hey, you need help with that machine? There's always them in the gym.
Oh, and now I feel sorry for Brianna.
Yes.
Have a nice day, Brianna.
Can I leave the show now?
Thank
you. No. Do you mind if I leave the show now?
You need to go to the gym. You need to work on
issues. She's going now. She's going now. Let me go now.
You have issues.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us for your Thursday morning.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Yes. What a morning. What another morning. Actually, been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It has. Yeah,
been a fantastic week. Again, thanks to Thor, the big man, the mountain, for joining us yesterday.
What a nice guy.
Great guy.
So nice. If you haven't seen the videos, Chris, you gave him such a funny challenge of trying to thread a needle.
Well, he's the world's strongest man, but seeing him trying to thread a needle was unbelievable to watch. We've got that up, Virgin Radio DXB. I can tell you, Sunday, we're back. Schools are back as well.
Yeah.
We've got a great, great prize as well. I'm just going to say 50,000. That's all I'm going to say.
We can't say much more than
that. Okay, 50,000 is what I'm going to tell you right now. But we'll be back Sunday. And don't forget, on Sunday, we're going to allow either a teacher or students to get onto that pop quiz. We're going to guarantee it for the first few days.
Celebrating back to school week.
Yeah, welcome them back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Plans for the weekend? Anything major?
My parents are coming tomorrow.
That is the best. That's right. Your parents are coming.
Did your dad see your new villa yet? Or
No, they haven't seen it.
This is the first time.
Oh, you've moved since then. They're going to love it. You lived in a little apartment for the last how many years? Now they're going to walk into a nice little villa.
Yeah, it's cute. So I'm excited about that.
What time they arrive?
They arrive tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Do you pick them up from the airport?
Yes.
Look at that. Look at you.
Yeah, well that's going to be the best. It's a new place, so I feel like they'll definitely get lost.
Yeah, that is the best ever. Best feeling ever. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.